I want to go on now also to ask you about a paper that you sent along that I thought was a really great paper, Unmet Needs in Clinical Research in Breast Cancer, Where Do We Need to Go? This is a paper you and Ann Partridge put together, and it was an interesting kind of project. But I'd like to hear about it from the perspective of a general oncologist in practice. What should they be looking for? What are some of the things that the leadership in clinical research in breast cancer is most interested in pursuing that maybe is going to end up affecting clinical practice in the next few years?
That was really a fun paper. That was a clinical cancer research focus. So it was a series of articles by experts in various things. There were some population-based researchers. There was basic scientists. There were some of the real luminaries in the field who wrote pieces about mutational signatures and about the use of genomics and about disparities in cancer care and some of the root factors of problems with disparities and special populations. And so it was the series was quite broad. What Ann and I tried to bring to it, and the reason for the series was the idea that, you know, there are a lot of areas in breast cancer where we've made significant advances. And breast cancer, I think many people like to say breast cancer has been a game of singles rather than home runs. But we've had a lot of singles. I think right now, one of the things that we did with the Alliance was we actually took a poll and we made a table out of that poll of our membership on the breast committee at Alliance. So it's almost 60 investigators, some community, some academic, patient advocates, et cetera, about what they thought were the unmet needs. And it's interesting because some of the questions you've been asking are really come out of what people taking care of patients believe are the key questions that face us and where they want the answers to come from. So the number one of the top 10 on this is something that affects our patients that we need answers to and we expect you guys to deliver them, you know, from the cooperative group setting was, how do you figure out who's at risk for late relapse? That was question number one, and they told us to incorporate biology into that, not just sort of clinical parameters and things. And number two, what are we going to do about reducing late relapse? And I think there's great interest in, you know, as the data are coming out about acquired abnormalities like ESR1 mutations that confer insensitivity to antiestrogens, the idea of SERDs and other novel therapeutics that might help us to prevent acquired resistance to endocrine therapy and allow these patients to do better. That was one.